Hello everyone, and welcome to the new episode of the HSG Student Podcast. My name is Sira, and together we are looking for exciting stories and personalities from the HSG. Some of you may remember Mora Sanchez, the exchange student from Argentina who was a guest on the podcast a few weeks ago. It was incredibly exciting to hear her impressions and compare the different countries and cultures. That's why I'm especially looking forward to today's guest. His name is Alessandro Lacci, and he too is spending a semester abroad here in St. Gallen. Welcome, Alessandra. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me here today.
You have an impressive CV and many experiences, but I will still start with my usual question. Please introduce yourself in one word only.
Yes, I would say curious. I'm extremely interested in a lot of different things that can be, you know, an advantage, but also a disadvantage, because I get very hyped about different things at the same time. I really like discovering new people, new cultures, new way of living. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would definitely say curious.
And I think we will see it as we are talking about your experiences, because you did a lot already. This shows your curiosity. So you are on exchange here at HSG, and your name indicates a little bit that you might come from Italy, but you can tell us more precisely. So where are you from?
Yeah, as you can also hear from my accent, I come from Italy, specifically from Rome. I've been living there for most of my life. It's quite nice and a dynamic city, as you might know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And Rome is beautiful. And what semester are you currently in when we are talking about your studies?
That's the final rush for me. It's my last semester of my master's studies, so I'm completing my studies here at HSG.
Okay, so this exchange semester is already your last semester, and then you're done with your master's and all your studies.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Cool. And what master are you pursuing?
So I'm currently studying at UCP Business School. My master is a master in management.
Okay. And then I assume you did a bachelor in business?
Yeah, I did my bachelor between Italy and the Netherlands in economics and finance. Yeah, that's basically it.
Okay. And your home university, the ESCP, can you tell us a little bit about this university?
Yeah, it's a very particular business school. So it's originally from France, but the master where I'm in allows you to travel around 5 different countries. Okay. We have 5 different campuses across Europe, in Italy, in Spain, France, Germany, and UK. And throughout the 2 years of your studies, you have to travel around at least in 2 of these countries. So I've been living 1 year in Berlin, and then before coming here, I was living in Paris, and now on top of it, I'm here at HSG.
Oh, wow, that is impressive. But then being here at HSG is a special exchange semester, which is not directly a part of your of the business school, right?
Yeah, on top of all the traveling, yeah, I decided to also do an exchange semester here in Switzerland, yeah.
So you have a lot of cultural experience. We will get back to that in some minutes. But what interests me is, why did you choose this field of study? So you started more like in the finance direction, and now you're in management. So what is it exactly that interests you? And then maybe also why at your home university?
So I want to start saying that it was not my dream to study economics and finance. I never thought to study that when I was in high school. Actually, I wanted to become an airline pilot.
Okay.
But I'm from year 2001. So when I graduated in 2020, we have 5 years of high school in Italy. COVID came, unfortunately. So there was not much opportunity in that field. Actually, my mom is a teacher, a university teacher in economics. So she really proposed me, why don't you try to study economics? And I started studying it. I loved it. I come from a very quantitative background. I did a mathematics high school. And so I did economics and finance as more quantitative. But then I understood that I wanted to have a more hands-on experience. I wanted to become more like a manager. I wanted to handle people, handle day-to-day situations. So I decided to shift a little bit more and pursue this master in management. This is more less quantitative and more dynamic.
Okay, that's interesting. And also from wanting to become an airline pilot to studying business and management, this is an interesting shift as well. So why did you initially want to become a pilot?
So yeah, in my family, everyone has this passion for flying. So my from my grandpa, my grandpa was in the Air Force, Italian Air Force, was a three-star general. So we always had this very, very strong imprinting home. My dad flies on the weekends. He's an acrobatic glider flying. My uncle too.
Okay.
So yeah, I always spent my Sundays on the field, looking at them flying myself. Not myself, but like being the passenger. So like it was like a natural choice and so on. But yeah, I'm really glad of like what happened in my life, because I never expected it, and at the end I ended up loving it. So
that is great. But that means you were rather spontaneous when it comes to future decisions, or do you still plan in the long term?
Yeah, well, on the background I have some long-term planning, but I'm extremely resilient and flexible. So like I actually not scared about, you know, new things that come up. I try to take all the opportunities that come up in front of me. And yeah, when this opportunity came up in front of me, I just took it. And actually, I don't regret anything I did so far. So
that is great, because also the future is pretty unpredictable. I mean, we saw it in 2020, you could not become or not really become an airline pilot anymore. Everything changed. So you also needed to be adaptive, right? So I think this offers you great opportunities as well.
Yeah. It's you must be quite flexible in these times. You never know what happens. So yeah, of course, it's very good to plan. I don't say it's bad, but sometimes, and this maybe comes also from my culture, it's like you need just to reinvent yourself and try to think to problems in different ways.
Absolutely. When I looked at your LinkedIn profile, I saw a lot of different kinds of experiences you did, and it shows your curiosity, of course. But then I asked myself, what is the importance, in your opinion, in gaining practical experiences also during the studies? Because I think it is important for you, because you have so many experiences.
Yeah. So one thing I don't like about school in general is that sometimes it's just about theory. It's just about thinking to a concept, a very theoretical concept, idealistically, and then not applying it. And this really freaks me out, because I'm a hands-on person. I like to do things, to see things done. And this is the reason I always try to get involved in different things and to put my hands on the problems. This is also the reason I'm very, very looking forward to end my academic career and enter in the job market and start working on problems.
So that you also see the direct results in reality and not only a concept.
Yeah, exactly. Having a person in front of you and solving real problems. I wouldn't say that like studying theory is not important. It's extremely important. But also seeing the problems and also trying to find the solutions, it's even more.
And now you have this impressive background. How do you deal with pressure then? Because you said you are very flexible, you're very agile, you are able to adapt. But still, I think, especially also in our current working environment, there's a lot of pressure. How do you deal with that and still not be overwhelmed?
Mm-hmm. So like, I want to say this. I was a very anxious person. I got many times overwhelmed by problems and so on. So I learned the hard way. And what I learned about pressure and so on, that first of all, it's unavoidable. You will have times in your life in which you will be overwhelmed by problems. And the more you try to avoid it, the more it will come at you. So not try to avoid it. And then how to tackle it? Simply with a simple sentence, I would say, step by step. So tackle a small task, a small problem, and not looking at the big pictures, because otherwise you get overwhelmed right away and it's very difficult to handle it. So like, do a little step forward, just think to that, put your head down, and then think to the next one. So I think this is the way I tackle pressure. And also, in general, trying to care enough, but not too much. In the sense, yes, I need to do something, I need to do X, but at the same time, yeah, okay, if I fail, it's fine, I'm human. It's part of life, you know, and there will be a solution to it.
So that you also are already always a little bit realistic, but still you are able to say no, or just to get away from all these things, also to save yourself, basically.
Yeah, I try to be realistic, even if it's, it goes around against my mentality, the way I am. I always look to the stars. I always try to dream big. But at the time, in these kind of situations, I try to be as realistic as possible. And also, you know, it seems very, very general, but trying to smile at problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you smile at them, you already have a positive mindset to tackle them and so on, you know.
Yeah, mindset makes a huge difference. That is true. And then also, if you have a positive attitude in general, then less problems will come up. So now let me come back to your exchange semester. You are here, you have been here for some weeks already in St. Gallen. And you have already experienced many different countries. Why did you choose HSG St. Gallen in first hand?
In Italy, we have this Swiss stereotype, you know, of like a perfect country. Everything on time, everything super clean. These people that comes from the stars that are perfect and so on. It's like, oh, wow, it's like, I want to try it, you know. Also because like I lived in Germany and somehow the German stereotype was not correct.
Okay.
And so I was really interested about Switzerland, more realistically. I was really interested to see how you live. How is life here? Also because it's completely different from what I experienced so far. I always lived in big cities. I never lived in a medium rather than small city. So I was really interested to see that and to experience the student life in a real student city that basically St. Gallen is just a student city. So yeah, this is the reason I chose St. Gallen. And also, on top of it, of course, academic excellence. They told me really well about this university, and also they told me there were a lot of very smart people here. So I wanted to feel more about this academic excellence spirit around.
So now I'm curious, what have been your experiences? Are the stereotypes real?
So some of them, yes, some others not. So first of all, something I was really shocked about that. So, you know, you have this thing about Swiss punctuality, okay? So the first lecture I had, I was like 15 minutes earlier because I was so scared. Like I had nightmares like, oh, what if I 1 minute late in the classroom? The professor was like, oh, no. I sat there. I was the first one arriving, so very cringe. It was very cringe. Then it's like there were Swiss students coming late. It's like, what? But mm-hmm. Something about punctuality, I really appreciate that. It's like Swiss trains. So it's like if the train has to arrive at 11:52, it's at 11:52. It's not 51, it's not 53. And this is something that I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I really like about this country, and it's very, very different from Italy, is like that everything is ordered and there are rules, you know? It seems so obvious for you, but it's not for Italians. So it's something that's also correspond to stereotype.
I mean, there's even rules for rules, so. Okay, so that means punctuality maybe rather in the whole system, but maybe not in the classes. I also already experienced it. And now when it comes to the university itself, the University of St. Gallen, have your expectation been met, or where was it here?
They've been exceeded, to be honest. So everyone talked me really well about St. Gallen in general. But they told me, oh, you need to be careful about the courses you take because they're very theoretical. You're going to study all time long and so on. Then the professors are so tough. This is completely untrue. So maybe sometimes the topics you tackle are a little bit tricky. They're not the most obvious one. But first of all, the professors are really, at least from my own experience, I feel they are really there to help you. So they're not there just to deliver you something. They're here to help you, and they are really, this seems really passionate about like transmitting you the knowledge. And this is something not obvious that I didn't experience everywhere. Another thing that I was really impressed about it, and it's like that all the students I met, internationals, Swiss, German, and so on, they're really passionate about their doing, you know. They know what they're doing, and they love it. So this is something that really helps in general.
In which field are you pursuing courses here on your exchange semester? Is it also management-based, or...?
Yeah, it's management-based, and also I'm taking some sustainability topics. You know, it's my last shot I have to, like, study something, like, structurally in my life. So I wanted to take something that was a little bit different from what I was taking back to my own university.
And did you find a new passion by taking different kind of courses, or could you just apply it to your previous knowledge?
Actually, the passion for aviation came back strongly.
Really?
Yeah, I discovered this. I'm taking this course. It's called Aviation Systems. Basically, it's the management of airlines. So it's like combining finance, economics, and management into the aviation industry. A new open for myself. I was like, oh my gosh, you see, it's like you're just accepting what life happens to you, and then life brings you back to the start, you know? So it's quite interesting. And I'm so grateful about also ISG, that you have the possibility to take so many different courses. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm taking courses from academic writing to aviation systems. Yeah, like, it was unbelievable to think about that my home university. So I'm really glad about that.
So you have this diversity, and maybe you will get back into the airline business, maybe from the management perspective, but who knows, it might take you back some time. What was your personal highlight so far? So the first half of the semester is over already. Do you have one specific highlight, maybe related to your studies, but maybe also just related to being here in Switzerland or in St. Gallen in general?
Yeah, I would say, in a word, the highlight was intense.
Okay.
Intense, because my life was so packed till now, not just because of studying, but because of all the experiences you can have here. So like, you have here this thing called buddy system. Yes. Maybe you already introduced another podcast. And they organize so many different experiences throughout the week and throughout the weekend. So like, you're always involved in different things, different travels, and you have the possibility to meet many different people. So it was very intense. And there were many other things besides studying.
That means you also actively participated in the social activities.
Yeah, yeah, a lot. I love it.
Now, when we talked to the other exchange student, she said it was a little bit tough to get to know ISG students, so that exchange students often then will be together with other exchange students. How has this experience been for you? Was it easy to connect to Swiss ISG students, or was it also rather tough?
I would say I agree with the other exchange students. It's rather tough, but not because of ISG students. It's just because of the environment in which we are. So we take exchange students here at ISG take master free courses, you know? So you have a very high possibility to going to entering classes in which there are mostly exchange students.
Ah.
So it's quite natural you are connected with other exchange students and rather not to Swiss ISG student. But still, you have the possibility to meet many different people from many different countries. So I actually love it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, that's great to hear. And now, where was your, when we talked about your highlight, what did you struggle with the most?
So I have this dream. Uh-huh. I have a dream learning German.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very tough languages, as you might imagine. So what I struggle a little bit in the beginning, it was maybe really get into the Swiss culture, the Swiss German culture, you know, because I don't speak German and so on. Even though, of course, everyone speaks English, but you know, if you speak English with a Swiss or someone else, it's like it's not their own language. So it's like, given that I really interested in like learning more about the culture and so on, this is a little bit an obstacle. And I think maybe a silly thing, the food. Yeah, it's very different from my own country. So like, yeah, I've been struggling a little bit in the beginning. I don't say I don't appreciate that. It's just different, you know.
So you're talking about when you went to the supermarkets or into a restaurant that you didn't really know what you wanted, or maybe you missed Italian food.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I had a tough time.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. But did you try Italian restaurants in Switzerland?
Not yet. I should. If you have a good suggestion, you may drop me a list.
I will do that. Yeah, but I can imagine. So that means also when you arrived to St. Gallen, you needed to adapt to the new city, to the new system. I mean, also public transport, where to get groceries, how to just, you know, live the Swiss way of life. Do you think you already adapted to it?
I would say yes. Mm-hmm. I would say yes. It's always tough. You know, the simplest thing are always the toughest everywhere you go. It's like looking for the grocery store, understanding how you move around and so on. This seems really silly from outside, but then when you have to do it, you need some time to adapt. But I would say, yes, I'm fully in the Swiss routine now. I wake up early.
Really?
I even go, I work out before breakfast. That was something that's like unbelievable for me. So I really enter in the Swiss mentality somehow. We're just missing the language, but we're gonna get there.
So you're taking German courses?
Yeah. I'm taking German courses. Also, ISG offers this thing that is called, beside German, normal German courses, it's called conversation course, that it's basically run by students, of course, mother tongue students, but it's a little bit more informal, and you have the possibility to really, you know, tackle those issues in the language that you really want to. So like, I don't know, I'm really bad with the past tenses, like, you know, they can help you with that, or just, you know, trying to chat with other people and see what's your German level.
But you plan to keep up learning German in the future also when you left St. Gallen?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I actually would like to be fluent. It's quite an ambition, but like, be proficient. So even when I will start working, I plan to continue taking some German classes and so on.
That's great. And now your home university is a business school, and University of St. Gallen is a business school as well. How would you compare these two universities? Are they pretty similar, or in what way are they different?
So I would say they have some points in common, but there are also differences for sure. So the first difference, I think, is the court. So my court is composed by, of course, people that come from very different backgrounds. So for example, in my closest friends group of ESCP, I have a friend that comes from a biology background, another one from IT, another one from human resources,
And really, this really enriches the way you see things, you know, because at the end, you study the same thing, but they tackle problems in different ways. So here, the court, I feel like it's more uniform. They all have more or less the same background and so on. Another thing is different, I would say, is that at ESCP, we are maybe less focused on the academic excellence and more focused on like studying something that is practical and functional for a problem. So, for example, at ESCP, you will never find an exam in which they will ask you the question X that is directly related to what you studied. So you rather will introduce you to a problem, and then you have to apply the knowledge that you study in that course. Okay, while here, in the sense, I think they are more towards the academic excellence. So like, you know, that I think also is very important. So like, being very formal on your academic writing, like write in the academic style, and also be very precise and so on. That also make me understand a lot of different things and all different things. So like, in a nutshell, as I would say, ESCP a little bit more practical, and ISK a little bit more towards excellence.
And now when we talk about the educational systems in general, so you have different experiences also in different countries. You studied in Germany as well. Do you think, now maybe we take another country to it, so Italy, Switzerland and Germany, when you talk about educational systems, do they vary or do you also see many parallels there? Because I think even within Switzerland, there are some differences. So what is your insight on that?
So one thing about, I would say, yeah, for German, I mean ESCP side, so I don't know if it's like in a public German university is the same, but so one thing I was shocked about that is that when you take an exam, you can take it once. Now it seems very obvious to you, but it's not for me. Because in Italy, when you can take an exam, but then if you get a grade that you are not happy about that, you can reject it as many times as possible.
Really?
Yes. So I was quite shocked because, okay, I have one shot. I need to perform. Mm-hmm. I need to deliver. Mm-hmm. Well, in Italy, it's like you sometimes people go there and say, let's just try, you know? So in a way, I really appreciate that. It's like that you really have to perform the time that you have to deliver, you know? So like you have one shot, you get the grades that you deserve. So this is very different. Also, I would say Switzerland and Italy are very similar from the academic excellence points that we covered. So like they really are focused on like not only making you learning particular topic, but also deliver in an academic style. So being able to like proficiently write down papers, like, you know, if you want to continue a career in the academic path, you're already on the right path. While, you know, in Germany, ACP in general, it's like it's more, everything is towards the direction of making you the a future leader. So like maybe if you want to pursue a PhD or a master of second degree, ESCP is not mm-hmm. and Germany in general is not like the right choice.
Okay, and what do you think, which country has the best educational system?
that's a very good question. I don't have a definite answer for you, also because I think every educational system has its pros and cons. I always try to take the best out of it. To be honest, I cannot give you a definitive answer, but I can tell you that going outside Italy, I would say I appreciate more the other educational system than the Italian one. They are more straightforward. They're really pushing you to, like, at the end, completing your studies. While in Italy, sometimes, you know, this, as we discuss, or like also the possibility to take this an infinite number of times a single exams, sometimes you enter in this loop in which, you know, you're just studying, and you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know? So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I absolutely see this point. And then also it can be tempting to retake an exam and to take once again and try again. And then you might never really be finished. And you already mentioned that you like to have a result. So I can understand your mindset from this perspective. But what is also interesting, we talked before the episode, and you told me that traveling is a brutality. So you've traveled to some countries, you studied in some countries, you have experiences in different countries. Why did you say that? Or what makes traveling it and also getting used to another country, what makes it the most difficult?
Yeah. So first of all, this is not it's not my own citation. It's from an Italian poet that always was saying that. So traveling is a brutality. Why? Because nothing is yours when you're outside your own country. Beside the hair, it's nothing is yours, really yours. So everything is new. It's sometimes it's really tough, you know, because you need to leave behind your family, your friends, everything that you know that you're comfortable with. So you need to exit from your comfort zone. Sometimes it can be really tough. So this is the reason it's a brutality. But it makes you grow way faster, you know? And most importantly, it makes you become resilient. So it makes you see problems not just as obstacles, but as an opportunity. So not as a wall, but as a ladder to go even higher. So this is really important for me, you know, because I always felt that my own city, even if it's very big, it was not big enough for me. And so really, this really pushed me to travel around, but not just to visit places. I don't like to travel to visit places, but to meet new people, and most importantly, meet new way of living, you know. And I think, and I really, really advise anyone that can do it, to travel around, to live in other countries, because this gives you, in my opinion, a competitive advantage. Because one day you will have to face in your work or like in a friends relationship or a person from that culture. And sometimes you can avoid a lot of conflicts just understanding their own culture and their own way of doing. So this is very important.
So you would say really understanding the people who live in these countries is key.
Yes, it's key. Yeah, I think so. It's like understanding other cultures, it will really help you. But yeah, more in general, it's like, not, I think for all the curious people, but more in general, it's so good to travel around and also being at an ease at the beginning and trying your way of living abroad.
And so, as I already said, it's not your first exchange. So do you have like a market entry strategy when you go to a new country and you know you will be living here for some months or even a year or more than that? Do you have like your plan? Okay, I will proceed like this. I will start doing this and this and this, and then I will get used to it. Or is it new every time?
So one thing I learned about all this traveling around is that social interaction are key, and they must be at number one priority. So especially when you travel in a new city or a new country in which you don't know anyone, you really have to focus like to build your social network, you know. And this can be done through school, through work or whatever. This is very important. So number one priority. Number two priority is like
find the supermarket. No, I'm joking. Even if in Italian, no. No, number two priority is really understanding the way to move around, you know? Because if you can move around, you can also, you're going to be way more comfortable. So these are the two main priorities that I put on top of my list. Everything else comes after. It comes even natural. But, you know, every experience is very, very different, you know? Maybe as I said at the beginning of the podcast, just be positive about changes, what happens in front of you. As like, I don't know, I get so hyped in the morning, waking up, not knowing what could happen, you know? It's like, I'm happy about that.
If you're open-minded, then you will also see the opportunities which you might not see if you already have this narrow goal you pursue. So talking about the future, in which country do you see yourself in the future?
Big dream. I would like one day to come back in Italy. Yeah, on a definite base. And then I'm Italian, proud of Italian, even if it's not the place for me now. So on the medium/long term, I would like to come back in Italy. On the short term, I would like actually to stay around here. I would like, as I want to learn German also, because I want to learn in the Dach region. So stay around here. And because I'm quite fascinated by German culture. So it's like, it seems so weird from an Italian to be fascinated by German culture. But I am. Actually, I am. I like generals, like Swiss and German cultures that are really fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that means now that you're nearly done with your master's, where will you be going afterwards?
So I'm moving in few months in Frankfurt. So unfortunately, I have to leave Switzerland for the moment. I pursue a master in management, but also I have an economics and finance background. So I will work in finance in Frankfurt. And yeah, that's basically the plan for the future.
Maybe the first step will be Germany. You might return to Switzerland, but then in the long term, you want to be in Italy again.
Yeah. I would love to. But again, who knows?
But do you also have, when it comes to your career, a long-term plan, or do you take it rather spontaneously?
No, okay. Career advice is different. You must be very structured. You really have to plan steps in order to be successful, especially because in this period of life, the early steps are extremely important, because every step has an exponential value. So I actually really interested about the corporate finance field, okay? Because I'm interested about management, but also I'm a very quantitative person. It's like, so managing the finances of a corporation. So in order to do so, you usually have to tackle first, and you really have to understand how financial statement works. So I would like first to work in audit/transaction services are really similar topics, and then after that moving on in corporate finance,
so that you have the technical skills once again and the direct insights to then proceed also to a maybe more management related surrounding.
Yeah, exactly. So managing numbers, but with the people in the background, that's very important for me.
Understanding people and understanding the culture. I think that is the value we really got to hear from you, from what you taught us. That was very interesting. Thank you so much, Alessandro, for giving us all these valuable insights and experiences. I think especially navigating new cultures, but then also building up a life in different countries is both a challenge, but as you also mentioned, it's also a great opportunity. And if you're curious, as you definitely are, you will find many more opportunities. So I'm sure that your path will continue to be very interesting. Thanks a lot for giving us all these insights.
Thanks to you.
Who knows, maybe your journey will bring you back to Switzerland someday, as we already discussed. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this deep dive into cultural exchange and international student life. See you next time on the HSG Student Podcast.